So it brings you eventually always back to divinity.
That's the absolute truth of it, yes. Because it's divinity within you that has the capacity to create miracles. And therefore you reown that you yourself are the source of the miraculous recovery, because that's the way divinity expresses itself. And that's an expression of divinity. To be healed is really the God within you fulfilling your potential at this moment of your life. And everything that happens to you fulfills multiple things at the same time. It's more than just enjoyment. It's many things going on at the same time. So existentially, humanness is extremely complicated if you take it apart. If you take it all apart and begin to describe it detail by detail, you could write a whole book about any moment of life. That moment, to completely describe it in all of its aspects, would take a whole book. What it meant to you, what it recalled to you, what it signifies, what it means in your dialogue with me, what my intention is, what your intention is, to study the ramifications completely would take an entire book. We'd bring up the law of initial value. The law of initial value. The response is not just due to the stimulus, but the readiness and the set of that which is responding. See? We could look at everything from multifaceted. The response is not just due to the stimulus, but to the readiness of the responder. Some people are ready to be healed. Other people are not ready to be healed. They go there, but they're not really ready to be healed. How do you know? Because if they were really ready to be healed, they would be. If you were ready to get sober, you would be. Every illness then is an opportunity to know something more about yourself than you did before. For one thing, it gives you greater compassion for other people. Go look in the mirror. Now, do you have any notices to yourself on your mirror? The one notice I tell people to put on their mirror is, yours is the saddest story I've ever heard. That's a great one. Yours is the saddest story I've ever heard. That gets everybody off. Self-pity. And I love that sign. Yours is the saddest story I have ever heard. Because what that does is make you realize that any limitation you're experiencing is self-imposed. You know, I don't feel like this today. I don't feel like that today. It's all right to not feel like this today and not like that today. That you don't have to attack yourself, that you're not in top athletic performance every single moment of your life. It's all right to be a human. It's all right to be limited. It's all right to lollygag. It's okay to lollygag. So aren't you going to get up and dust your room this morning? No, I don't want to do it now. So the little kid in this, you see the play of the parent, what you should, is always the parent, and the child and the adult. So you see the dialogue within yourself, and it's fun, everything you're doing in life, to watch the dialogue between the parent, the adult, and the child within you. And you get a greater understanding of your own psychodynamics as you sort of watch that interplay. You should be something. That's the parent in you. It's 8 o'clock. You should be up. We have to be at the recording studio by 9. Okay. I know we should. And then the kid says, oh, I could lay here just a couple of minutes longer. And then the adult comes up with a compromise. So you see the enjoyment of life, the diversity of the approaches, the facets with which you can experience and look at life, not only illness, but joy and happiness and success, and not just failure, but success as well. You have to tell yourself it's all right to feel successful and happy and satisfied.